From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two women are reported dead after a crash on 101 southbound near Salmon Creek. A Ford van driven by Marsha Adams was headed northbound on 101 south of Salmon Creek at about 65 miles an hour. For reasons still under investigation, the driver of a Honda lost control of her vehicle, crossed into the northbound lanes directly into the path of the Ford. The Ford struck the Honda broadside. Both vehicles left the east roadway edge. The two women, who have not been identified as yet in the Honda, were killed. No word on whether speed or drugs or alcohol played a factor in the collision. One update on the report of a vehicle into the Eel River, which unfolded several days ago. Searchers locating the deceased body of an adult female about 7 miles north of the reported crash site. The body was found on exposed terrain, which appeared to have been covered by the Eel River within the last few days as a result of recent weather, which brought heavy rain to the area. Identification of the body is pending at this time. An autopsy is expected to be conducted on Tuesday. Authorities say they believe a family of four vacationing from Santa Clarita, California, may have been inside that vehicle, but the vehicle has not been located as yet, nor have three other bodies, if in fact this body belongs to one of the family members. Also, an update on the heart crash in Mendocino County. The sheriff's office receiving preliminary toxicology analysis results connected to autopsies previously performed in connection with the case. They showed that Jennifer Hart had a 0.102 blood alcohol content. Sarah Hart and two of the children had a positive toxicology finding for diphenhydramine, which is an active ingredient in Benadryl. Coroner's Division still awaiting toxicology analysis of a third child whose body was recovered on March 26th. Arcata and Mad River Transit Systems, which manage the public transportation in the city of Arcata, announcing that they'll implement an adjustment to evening bus route schedules running from 6 to 10 p.m. starting today. You can see a full list of the changes on the Arcata website. And the city of Arcata announcing the 11th annual Kids Bike Rodeo, taking place on Sunday, May 20th, 10 a.m. to noon. Parents and kids ages 4 to 12 can saddle up and join the city staff for the fun-filled event on the Arcata Plaza, a day of bike safety lessons, helmet fittings, and free bike inspections as well. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.